David Zucker, who, you know, seemed to always have a knack for being in the center of controversies and problems and chaos, as well as amazing things and you know, boldness and awesomeness. But he was just a lightning rod for everything. And, you know, because everyone knew who he was, one of the janitors on campus came to him and said, "You see that smoke detector above the, you know, right outside the door of the office of the Morales Shakur Center? There's a video camera in there. They're spying on you guys." And David's like, "What? What are you talking about?" And the guy's like, "Well, you know, I clean the offices, and I went into to clean the office next to here, and they kicked the professor out of that office and set up all the surveillance equipment in there, in the office right adjacent to the Morales Shakur Center." What? And somehow we gained access to that office to be and saw for ourselves, right? And so we brought in a video camera and videotaped it because we were afraid they would just take it all away, right? And then we went up and took down the what looked like a smoke detector, and it was true. There was a surveillance camera in it, and you know, we didn't know whose it was because it's like we don't know who put it there. Was it probably the administration, but could have been the NYPD, it could have been the FBI, like, who knows, you know, could be anything. So we didn't know who to give it to. It's like, what do you do with it? So we called Rod McGuire, you know, called the lawyer, what do we do? He came down immediately, called the Amsterdam News reporters to come with him, and, you know, we blew it up. We went public with it, you know, that someone is spying on activists at City College. We want to know who, and we demand that it stop, and it was on all the news that, you know, that night, and cover story on the Amsterdam News, which so it was great. You know, I think it's, and that for me was an important lesson in terms of how you deal with repression, right? There's a tendency to you know, not want to put yourself in harm's way, right? It's sort of a natural human instinct, but, you know, that's wrong. When repression comes, you should not hide or you know, be embarrassed or be afraid to go public with it. You have to go public with it and push back, because that's the only way it'll stop.